Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
When you hear the name Jacobs, many of us might think of cream crackers, but in fact, they are specialist consultants which advise giant builders on how to design and construct big infrastructure projects, including the Dunkettle Interchange and Bus Connects. They also design stuff in the life sciences sector, stuff that is so specialist that they can't even share the client names. Now Jacobs is hiring an additional 100 people as it makes Ireland its European headquarters. And Maurice Gillen is the Director of Operations for Life Scientists at Jacobs for Ireland, UK and the Nordics. Good morning, Maurice.
Good morning, Joe.
Tell us a little bit more about what Jacobs does.
So as you noted there, Jacobs is a consultancy firm. We're Ireland's largest provider of engineering, construction and project management services to that high-tech industrial and infrastructure sectors in Ireland. We've more than maybe 1,200 people across Ireland in offices in Dublin, Cork and Belfast, as well as numerous sites across the country.
You're an American company and you basically advise these big clients, whether it's Cisco or whatever, in how to build big stuff.
Yeah, correct. So we will provide design services, permitting, construction management, commissioning, qualification type services to life sciences clients, computer chips, and then on the infrastructure side to water utilities, transportation, smart cities, highways, all those kind of connecting people from A to B type infrastructure in Ireland and globally.
And when you say life science, do you mean pharma companies and biotech?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
And are you building labs for these companies?
So predominantly in Ireland, that sector would have bulk manufacturing would be the kind of industry that Ireland has in life sciences space. So those kind of facilities make either bulk medicine or the finished product, and then that gets distributed out across the world from there. So it's really more on the manufacturing side, although obviously Jacobs does have a long history with labs and associated labs for manufacturing, which are needed to help get those products through qualification and out into the marketplace.
And are the rules and regulations getting tougher when it comes anything to do with life sciences? People get very fussy. They want to make sure everything is perfect. But are the rules from the regulators making it tougher for you guys to do your jobs?
Well, I think any product that you take, it's going into your body. It's for human consumption. So any kind of regulation that helps that is probably a good thing. And the industry is quite quick at adapting to what those regulations are and how to make sure that we can do that safely and effectively and efficiently. So whilst regulation is definitely getting more complex, I wouldn't necessarily see it as a negative, provided there's enough runtime to learn how to cope with it and make sure we can keep the pace of the industry going at the same time.
And what about planning? I mean, we've had a lot of people on this program talking about planning delays and restrictions and mostly just delays. It just takes so long. That must be very frustrating for you guys.
Well, I think you've hit the right word there with delay. So the planning process is pretty robust and fair in Ireland. It gives people a chance to make observations. It's got a very transparent process. But predictability is probably the key thing that needs to be improved in the process. So I'm very pleased with some of the reforms that the government has started and trying to bring some of that predictability into play. In the industrial sector, it tends to be a very well-established process. It tends to be a little bit more predictable than maybe other sectors because of the fact that we do know what assessments have to be gone through to convert land into an industrial usage. But there's no doubt that the more predictability that can be brought to planning, the better it will be for all sectors of the economy.
Now, as you know, the Planning and Development Act is winding its way through the Oireachtas, and it should be passed this year. It's designed to make objections that little bit more difficult, and certainly to remove vexatious objections. Will it work?
I think anything that improves the predictability is going to be a benefit. Until we see it in operation, it's going to be difficult to say exactly how well any process works. But I'm encouraged that the government is taking some steps to recognise the voice of the industry back to government about how important predictability is. So I think in high-level terms, yes, I expect this to work. I expect it to have a much better effect on the predictability. It should have a start, a middle and an end process, which makes it predictable, even if you take into account timelines for objections. So I feel pretty positive about that. And until we get to see it in action, we won't know for certain whether there's any unintended consequences.
Yeah, and chances are it'll be tested in the Supreme Court as well. Now, tell us about the 100 new roles that you guys are creating.
Yeah, so we're going to be looking for people who can support high energy projects in those kind of sectors that I spoke about. So that'll be engineers, architects, scientists, consultants who want to work in large teams at pace to deliver that national infrastructure, whether it's in transportation or highways or on the FDI side of things with computer chips and life sciences. So we expect those roles to come into the business over the next 2 years, and they'll be located across the island, depending on where our needs are and where people are distributed.
And out of curiosity, why are your clients in certain sectors so shy about letting people know that you've worked with them?
I think like any private enterprise, your part of your USP is the product that you have, the patent you have on it, and the technology you're developing. And as a result of that, people tend to maintain confidentiality because any of those things can give, you know, market advantage to another customer potentially. So part of Jacob's, I suppose, business is discretion. So when a company comes to us and has a particular product that they want to scale to bring out to the marketplace, they know that we'll be able to keep those confidential, and we'll be able to develop the project in a setting where information won't leak. And that's super important to those kind of companies, to be able to know that there's safe pairs of hands in delivering their particular product or market to market.
All right, Maurice. Well, thank you for that. That is Maurice Gillan, the Director of Operations for Life Sciences for Ireland, UK and the Nordics.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.